From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Chile's former president, Michelle Bachelet, is returning to office after a runoff election today. John Otis reports the center-left's Bachelet easily defeated her opponent from the right-wing governing coalition.
Bachelet won 62% of the vote, according to the official result. That was the highest percentage since the country returned to holding democratic elections in 1989 after a decades-long dictatorship. Bachelet has promised to make 50 reforms in her first 100 days after taking the oath of office in March. Many are aimed at narrowing the gap between rich and poor in Chile. Bachelet intends to raise corporate income taxes to pay for education reforms, rewrite the Constitution, and legalize abortion under certain circumstances. In a victory speech, Bachelet proclaimed, "I am happy with the result and victory, and I shall be a president for everyone in Chile." For NPR News, I'm John Otis.
Ireland says it's leaving the international bailout program. The BBC's Joe Lynham reports the move restores Ireland's control over its economy and allows it to borrow on international markets.
In a rare live television address, Ireland's Taoiseach lauded the role played by the Irish people over the past 5 years in enduring what has been described as the worst crisis since the Great Famine of the 1840s. Enda Kenny warned that austerity was not at an end, though, and that the focus must remain on growth. The economy has shrunk by almost a fifth over the past 5 years, and emigration has soared. But exports are now booming. GDP is rising again, and 1,000 net new jobs are being created every week. Ireland's success is being heralded in Brussels and Frankfurt as proof that austerity can work.
The BBC's Joe Lynham. Senator John McCain is in Ukraine, where he says he's supporting protesters who are angered by the refusal of their president to sign a cooperative agreement with the European Union. They're calling for Viktor Yanukovych to step down. McCain addressed the thousands gathered in Kiev today, saying he supports what he calls their just cause. He also says the U.S. Senate is prepared to sanction Ukrainian officials responsible for violence against protesters. Democratic Senator Charles Schumer says the federal government doesn't have the funds to oversee the safety of U.S. railroads. At a news conference in New York City's Grand Central Terminal today, Schumer said the commuter train that derailed in the Bronx early this month and killed 4 people is evidence.
We've sort of surmised over the last few weeks after Spite and Dival that the MTA was not doing enough. And now it's clear that the federal agency in charge of making sure that they did enough didn't have the resources to do it and didn't do it.
Also at today's news conference, Senator Richard Blumenthal of New York, who says the Federal Railroad Administration only has enough resources to inspect 1% of the nation's rails. This is NPR. Opposition activists say Syrian military aircraft dropped barrels packed with explosives on rebel-held areas of the contested city of Aleppo. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 36 people, many of them children, were killed. The attempted terrorism case against a Kansas man goes to federal court this week. The suspect is accused of trying to detonate what he thought was a bomb at a Kansas airport Friday morning. From member station KMUW, Eileen LeBlanc reports court documents say the FBI courted the suspect for many months before the incident.
Terry Lowen began communicating online with an undercover FBI agent in early summer. Documents provided by the U.S. attorney indicate that Lowen was hesitant to engage in the operation at first, saying he would just donate money to needy Muslims. Later, he asked if the operation would be martyrdom. The agent requested a tour of the airport, and Lowen said that he was just the access guy at that point. But Lowen soon agreed to help with obtaining and wiring explosives. He left a suicide note saying that most Muslims in this country would hate him for what he had done. This is one of several FBI operations implemented since 9/11, which have been criticized for appearing to be entrapment. For NPR News, I'm Eileen LeBlanc in Wichita.
NASA engineers are still trying to regulate temperatures in one of the cooling loops on the International Space Station after a control valve malfunctioned last week. The problem forced some of the station's support systems to be shut down. NASA is considering sending 2 astronauts on a series of spacewalks to replace a faulty pump. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
Support for